Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 24, Text 3. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kasyatam Nekata Koyam. Sambhamo va upadata kintalam kachya vodisha kena vasa dhyate maka. Lord Krishna said, and go over that. My dear father, kindly explain to me what this great endeavor of yours is all about. What is it meant to accomplish? If this is a ritualistic sacrifice, then for whose satisfaction is it intended? And may what mean it is going to be executed? Om Jnana Sundarandasya Jnanam Jana Salataya Bhaktir Amritam Yena Vaismai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Satitam Yena Bhutale Vayam Rupa Padamayam Vidati Prapadantitam Adadana Sanam Dante Vidamya Chetuna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhoja Vilisham Janma Janmani Paragiya Bhakti Visanti Yatnai Akayam Namanadipsamandam Sambhuriya Paradhuta Dhuti Sanatana Sambhu Matriyami Vancha Kauta Tarubhyasya Vita Sindhu Vayedhacha Patitanam Avanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasta Devor Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. By the grace of Srila Prabhupada, readings from Govardhan, has provided me a very wonderful house ashram with quite a wonderful group of devotees here. Kishtuba and Deepa Priya are staying for the month. My assistant Nityananda studying at the Govardhan Sanskrit School, and the first disciple of Parthasarathipika, an elderly lady named Ananda Manjari from South Africa. And we do Damodar Astapa from Mahavir. She worships, by the grace of her guru, about 25 beautiful Govardhan shilas. We walk in the room, the first thing I said is, "Ah." It's, and she's so fine in her worship, and very saintly, and so very nice, and God's mercy. And I said, sitting in my room now, and it's the heart of Parthasarathi with so many pictures on the wall of Radha Krishna's pastimes, of Prabhupada, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Outside the front, there's a veranda, and then the garden with the various flowers, and Govardhan Shilas, and Tulsi, and it's monkey proof, which is very important. I will read this pastime. Today I didn't exactly do my normal schedule, or I didn't do it yesterday either. Good friend, Kirtan Ross, from upstate New York, just somehow or other, just do. Came to my door and said, "There's some visitors." And actually, it was Gadadhar Pandit from New York, and Ram Roy and Kirtan Ross. That was yesterday, and it was the part of the day. It was about 10 o'clock where I'm still chanting, and they said, would you like to go to Radhakrishna? So I obliged them. And today, I obliged them at the same time by going to Varsana and Nandagram, Erkadamba, my favorite place, where Srila Rupa Goswami wrote Lita Madhava. We went to the place where he sat, where he wrote Lita Madhava. And the Bhagavad Madhava, Bhakti Rasa Nitya Sindhu, Ujjwala Nilamani, Sankali, Komadi, Savamala, so many songs, books he wrote there. And it's a secluded, sacred place where the original Vrindavan is maintained. A very nice Baba there. His devotion, he's very confident, so he continues to improve it for the meditation and the pilgrims. And it's the part of the season where there are so many blossoming karnika trees. They're little yellow tulips which Krishna would wear in his ear. It's one of his favorite decorations. And as we were going around Rupa Kund, and it was raining all these beautiful yellow flowers, and as the beautiful weather here now, and the beautiful varieties of Raja birds, Uja Kokila, Uja Kokila Hamsa Saya Padana, all the birds of Braj, and we all put these yellow tulips, Krishna Prasad, in our ears. Then we relish the sweet rice, which Radharani cooked to relieve the anxiety of Rupa Goswami, who was to greet his older brother and didn't know what to make because he's just decided, and his Vrijavasi girl came there and said, I will help you. And when you come there, sure enough, you get this sweet rice. And it's a spiritual experience. Based at every step. We are relishing step by step, bite by bite, the sweet rice of Rupa Goswami, and then the pastimes of Rupa Goswami, the leelas, the pastimes they had there. We spent a very short time, but when we were coming out, Kirtan Ras, who is attached to Krishna book because his brother, Ikshobhya, who was my college roommate, who I first went to visit in California when I met devotees, was the world's greatest indexer. And we don't know an index until it's bad and we can't find anything. But if you look at the Nectar of Devotion Index and the Krishna Book Index, to reference it and find everything and cross-reference it, it takes incredible mental concentration. So he was also, his brother trained him up in indexing, so he was attached to the Krishna Book. And he came to Vrindavan last year, but this year he said, this is what I was looking for. Vrindavan, as it was 5,000 years, as was described in the Krishna book, this is what I was looking for. And he was actually quite stunned. Tears were in his eyes the whole time. And then when he walked out in a very feeling mood, he said, and Prabhupada left this to save us. And that stuck in my heart because it's so true. Srila Prabhupada left it to save us. That was so relishable. to go there, and I feel fortunate that it's developing nicely. So now this is the Govardhan Leela, and we've come to Govardhan in the Krishna book, which is quite wonderful. Of course, many of the pastimes are there because Krishna comes every day. At 9 o'clock, he leaves Nandagram to herd the cows. He comes to Govardhan. So it's his sacred play place. Because actually, in a proper society, your work is your play. This is actually the secret. Then you perform austerities when you come home. You can perform your meditation, etc. Because it is Vanashram, and the activities are according to your nature. So your activities are your happiness. A Brahmin liked to study and teach. A Vaishya liked to do business. A Kshatriya liked to rule. A Sudra liked to serve. That's why Prabhupada, although it was so difficult in his compassion, maybe his vision wasn't completely fulfilled in this aspect, but he was talking about Vanashram, because he wanted us to have spiritual life, and if you have fulfilling work that is according to your nature, then your work is your play. Then you come home, and then you can perform some more austerities. So, since Krishna's Leela is play, and he would come to Govardhan. And we're now in the Bhagavatam come to Govardhan. And he's come to greater intimacy, and there's actually higher qualification to understand. And Govardhan means sacred space. What makes something sacred? Or spiritual. What is spiritual? Spiritual is selflessness of the heart in exchange with the absolute reality in love. Sacred means loving, constitutionally loving. Sacred means prema, the complete desire to please your beloved. So what is sacred space? It's the space that facilitates those loving exchanges. We have a concept of sacred space, and according to the desire of Krishna to enjoy deeper and deeper degrees of intimate love, a place manifests to facilitate it. Why not, if you believe in the absolute reality? So Govardhan is very dear. That's why it talks about Radha Kun. This is dear to Krishna's Radharani. Why? Radha-kun, it's facilitating. And it's not only facilitating, but it's facilitating in a conscious way. That's Vrindavan. And therefore, Govardhan is called Haridaktavaya, the best servant. Because it's providing the environment, the facilities, completely for Krishna's play and leela and love, and it is providing it in a loving way. And therefore, when you are in Govardhan and Vrindavan and Radhakund in the right mood, you're feeling that by that atmosphere. The atmosphere is filled with love because it's a manifestation of love for Krishna. Just like a man who loves his family may make a playroom, it's a manifestation of his love for his children. You can see it in these houses. You have a playroom with all these kids' toys. It's the father's love for the child manifests. But the objects are inert. But in Vrindavan, it's not inert. There's a playroom for Krishna. The playthings itself would be a creation of bhava, or love for Krishna. Sacred space. And if you have love for Krishna, and you chant his holy name, and try to please Krishna, then you have some glimpse or realization of the mood of Vrindavan. So this Govardhan Lila, it's the place, and it also has, I'm losing my voice here, let me another one of those, excuse me. So in this Lila, I hope to actually cover quite a bit, and I never do, because I can't say this is not the juicy part, but, excuse me, when I was preparing it, it's a little detailed at the beginning, but, so what is the pastime? Let's get right into the pastime. So wonderful. Krishna had just delivered the wives of the Brahmins. And we saw what? That the Brahmins were very good. They were remorseful. Avataptyam, something like that. The word means remorseful. And the same word was there, austerity, heat. Tapa means heat. Just like in initiation, our initiation also is called Panchasamskara. There's tapa, kundram, nama, mantra, ija. Begins with tapa, austerity, heat. And literally they would, in some Vaishnava sects, would brand the body with the names of Vishnu. They would actually brand the body. There would be some austerity. And what is that? Tapa, relationship. And it also means that the Brahmins, they were remorseful. They were lamenting. What were they lamenting? They were lamenting their false ego and their actions and thoughts based on false ego and the offenses that they caused. Prabhupada said this is very important in advancing in spiritual life. Yesterday evening, I went for the first time to the ISKCON Bhaktivedanta Ashram and went to the evening reading of the senior devotees by Sheshika Prabhu, Keshava Bharti, Godbrother Bhagavad Ashraya. Yeah, the Great March came in later. And it was the Achimila story. And you're saying, as Achimila at the end, is the perfection. He is condemning and lamenting. What? That how he was so cruel. He neglected his parents and his prostitute. He gave up everything. He was looking. Prabhupada also says to us, do not forget where you come from. and remembering where you come from and what you were doing, and even what we are doing now, perhaps not on the gross platform, but on the subtle platform based on false ego. And seeing that now we've got the holy name, spiritual master, Guru Parampara, Vrindavan, Nama Shrestham, Manumati, Sachi Putram, Atra, Sarupam, Rupam, Patsyagraja, Urupadim, Atra, Ghostavatim, Radha, Kundam, Girivarambaho, Radhika, Madhavatam, Rapto, Yatsya, Pati, Patipriya, Pantipati. We've got Nama Shrestham, the best in Nama Shrestham. Anumati, Sachi Puja, Patriots. We've got so many gifts, the gratitude that comes. We saw in that story, the Brahmins are delivered. The wives of the Brahmins are delivered. The Brahmins are delivered. Out of false ego, they could not recognize God. Basic point in our philosophy. Therefore, every prayer that we have begins how? Namaha. I offer obeisances. Literally, it means the derivation is Namaha. Something means without false ego. That's what obeisances mean. That's how you begin your spiritual life, without the false ego. We offer our obeisances, we surrender, and therefore we approach God. And this is what the Bhagavatam is helping us to do. And now, he's purified the earthly gods, the Brahmins, who became proud of their designation, and now his devotee Indra, who has particular difficulty, because he's so wealthy, he has so much opulence, and he can identify too easily with I am the controller and I am the enjoyer. Tribhuvana Aishwarya, it mentions in the sixth canto of the story of Vipassana. His own guru came in, he was sitting on the throne, and we can see that, I'm just seeing, it's just such natural material psychology to increase the false ego with any success, anything we do. And the more we think in those terms, the less we can actually recognize Krishna. So, the Bhagavatam has the storyline full of rasa. It also has the philosophical messages that it's giving. And to actually have bhava, to actually have true devotion in the heart, you first have to have some bandhagyan, some theoretical knowledge of your relationship with God. And that theoretical understanding of your relationship with God also indicates your understanding, discriminatory knowledge of the relationship between Krishna and Krishna's energy. I need a pen? Okay. Okay. What happened there? You put in that suit? Okay. Just give you a little Vrindavan Leela, one of the devotees that came in. Went in a suit. Kept it on the desk. Attracted ants. Okay, what was I speaking about? Yeah. So understanding Krishna and Krishna's energies. You don't understand Krishna and Krishna's energy and the relationship between them. You won't understand God and you won't get devotion. So if you want bhava or devotion, that sambandhigyan, that knowledge of your relationship with God, which indicates the understanding of the relationship between Krishna and Krishna's energies, understanding that deeply, it will eventually manifest not only into understanding of your relationship with Krishna, but the actual feeling or mood or bhava. So the Bhagavatam, to give us the rasa lila, to give us entrance into the Krishna's pastime, it has to also give us this discriminatory knowledge. So every demigod is exposed as not the supreme. Brahma Vimohan, Lila, Lord Brahma, it's all exposed as not the supreme. Indra, Lila. And I always mention that verse in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Matasarvam Pagartite Iti Bhuta Bhajanti Nam Bhuta Bhava Samadhi Rata. One of the chapter Shloki Bhagavad Gita verses, I am the source of the material and spiritual world. The wise who know this engage in my devotional service. Bhuta Bhava. But by the Bhuta, the understanding, they'll get that Bhava. So Krishna wants to establish, he's come to establish exclusive devotion to himself. And therefore, in his role as the avatar, the Supreme Lord, and to actually give us this understanding, the very same place where he chastised the Brahmin for their ritualistic activity without understanding the purpose of the ritualistic activity, Yajnavai Vishnu, that sacrifices for Vishnu. Coward boys came to the Brahmins and we want some food for our friends, Krishna and Balaram. They would not even acknowledge them. And now, Krishna in the same place, he sees his father gathering so many different articles for worship, for a puja for Indra. And he wants to stop it. But actually, Sarva Darshan, he can see the future. He wants to stop not just this yajna, but the concept of worship independent of him. And therefore, he wants to aspire. He wants to inspire within the hearts of everyone to actually do this worship, so that he can actually, this lila can take place, where he can establish the exclusive devotion to him, he can establish the significance of the sacred place of Govardhan, and he can enjoy with all the residents of it. I mentioned these pastimes and the difficulty and the trouble, and no one, if the Indian society, young boy can't look at young girl, but if there's some heroic act, some danger, someone saving someone, then they can, no one will object. So Krishna's going to be under Govardhan Hill, lifting it up, and we're going to see the exchange of love between Krishna and all these devotees of it. Can you imagine? Let's try to imagine now what it must have been like under Govardhan Hill. In Ananda Vrindavan Champu, it describes that when Krishna ripped this huge mountain, like a child lifts up a mushroom. The whole Vrindavan pasturing village was recreated. And all the residents of Vrindavan were underneath. And Krishna was holding up Govardhan Hill. Can you imagine the rasa, the love that was flowing towards Krishna? The heart, his mother saying what? My son, Anugraha, the creeper, my mercy, I'm the maintainer, the father, my son, I am the protector, the flavors of love. And Gopi seeing beautiful Krishna, Pahati Bam, Natavarava Pu, Karniyo, Karnikaya, we mentioned that. Those flowers, the Bhagavatam. You know that verse? Pahati Bam, the peacock feather, Natavarava, the Pu, the form of the dancer, Karniyo, Karnikaya, he was wearing these yellow flowers in his ears. And they're thinking how beautiful my lover. And then the friend. They said, friend, look how wonderful, my friend. 7 days exchanging love all together, turning the love. In the rasa dance, the rasa lila, why is it the supreme pastime? Because within the love of the gopis, the conjugal love is also the parental love, which is also the friendship love, which is also the servitude love, which is also the appreciative, fan-like love, chantarat. No service, you just applaud. But all the rasas were there, that's the rasa-lila. They're all happening, Krishna's enjoying all of it. Govardhan Lila, also all the rasas are being relished at the same time. Very special pastime as he's lifting up that book. So, Krishna is now once eager to enact this pastime, he'll get the opportunity to live for 7 days to the fearsome of it. We all want that also, right? We come to a festival, we may see our friends, our guru, you know, different things. But it's a festival. It's like 1 day or 2 days. We're all separated. We all want to be together, especially with the people we actually have loving relationships. And so Krishna has this view. So this verse, so he asked his father, he inquired. And what does he inquire? If there's going to be a sacrifice, then what is the result to be obtained? By whom? By what means? Etad bruhi mahan kamo mayam susushade pata ehi gopyam hi sadhunam krityam sadatmanam niha asyasta paradrittinam amyato dhatsa dhittitam. Well, now Krishna is speaking, and he's asking his father, he wants to know what's this all about. Now, it's very interesting, but the nature of someone who is arguing, and Krishna's argument is, I want to know, I want to know, I want to know, I want to know. And he's understanding that he's seen as just a child, and his father may give different reasons why, you know, please. In India they say that, you know. If someone says, why to the child, don't ask questions of your father. Don't you know it's for your benefit? Or something like that. There's maybe this mood, but if someone is very brilliant, when you give your argument, you'll read the mind of the person and see what his counter-argument is, and then give that argument, and then see what the counter-argument, and give that argument, and that argument, and that argument. So the person's frozen. He can't argue. I'm thinking now of Kumar Krishnamaraj. He could do that. If he was arguing with someone, you go, one, two, boom, 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 boom. You get 6 or 7 arguments in a row, knowing everything the person would say, so he'd be left with no argument. There would be no argument. It's amazing to see the level of his intelligence, actually. The Krishna, look at his intelligence. So he's thinking, his father is saying, you're asking all these questions, you're just a child. You're just a child. So Krishna said, knowing this, before his father can ask it, he said, hey, Kaibruhi, please tell me, Mahakama, I have great desire, Daddy. please tell me, I'm going to hear what you say. This is so important. If you want someone superior to explain something to you, you have to express your faith. But this effort to explain. This explanation means that a person has to make the effort to clear your doubts. He has to make the effort to explain it in a way according to your nature. And he'll want to see that you will make the effort to understand it. And therefore there has to be an expression of faith and respect. And that will draw out the knowledge. I give you one example. One of the young devotees, that he's staying in the Sanskrit school, his guru came, and his guru said to him, gave him 2 instructions that you didn't follow. He said, every day you offer prayers to Govardhan, and every day you go, because the Sanskrit schools are different, you go over to the Istan, Bhaktivinoda Ashram, and you pay obeisances to Gauranarayan Maharaj, and you pay obeisances to Keshava Bharti. So it was a little thing, so he forgot his groove, but came back 8 months later. Did the same thing. Even though he's busy with his studies, every day he goes over there, they don't know he's doing it. He just repays his obeisance instead. And then a very wonderful thing happened. And somehow he was over there, and those devotees invited him in somehow. Actually, he was with me, and I asked him, this person come? He said, let him come in. So he got to sit in with these devotees every evening exchanging Krishna Katha. When he came out, he told me, this was the happiest day of my life. I was studying the same section of the Bhagavatam. I'd never heard such realizations. I was there with Keshav Bharati, I'd never heard some of this. So later I told him, this is the transcendental system. You see? Because you expressed your faith and respect. Somehow it drew out within these exalted and senior Vaishnavas some desire to share with you, to let you into the intimacy. I'm saying, look at how your guru has given you mercy. You did not understand. Now he's invited every day to go. We can't believe it. He sits there in the corner quietly. Well, you know, hearing the Bhagavatam and hearing the realizations on the verses. So he says, I'm ready to hear. And then they'll think to him, but come on, you're just a child. What do you want to hear this? They'll insist. So Krishna then, to show that he has the wisdom to understand, He shows by the cleverness of his words, he says, certainly no secrets are to be kept by saintly persons who see all others as equal to themselves, who have no conception of mine or another's, and who do not consider who is friend, who is enemy, and who is neutral. Wonderful point. Saintly persons. They do not have to keep secrets. Of course, some things are too confidential. But they don't have to keep secrets based on false ego. Oh, I can't explain this. How will it make me look? How will it... So they can be open-hearted. Actually, one thing I learned in India about real sadhu, a sadhu is open. You visit a sadhu, he's open. First thing he does is open his heart. He wants to give. He tells his father, you're a saintly person. What's there to hide? A lot of the secrets, right? A lot of the secrets is we don't want to reveal things because it'll give us less material advantage. We keep secrets. We don't want to open ourselves up because maybe if we say something, someone will take advantage, or maybe if we say something, give one of our secrets, someone else will use it. But the sadhu is open-hearted. Dira, dira, janapriyo, priyakaro, priyamatsaro, because they're not envious of anyone. They're dear to both the gentle and ruffian. If they're not, there's no food, if they're not competing with you. Therefore, even what is the ruffians? He's worried about someone. Oh, they'll exploit me. But the great saint, he has such incredible purity of heart. Even the ruffians know this person, he does not want anything from us. He is welcome. But he's speaking such wisdom. But then Krishna then is reading his father's mind. So his father may think, anyway, we're householders. We're not such saintly persons as you describe. This is what so Krishna's saying, oh, my father's going to say that now. Father didn't say it, but he's reading his mind. So Krishna says, Udasino vi vajvaja atma vatsudha uchite. Okay, one who is neutral may be avoided at the moment. Okay. So you're saying, I'm not neutral. You know, that you're not a saintly person, and therefore a saintly person does not have to be open? Okay, I agree. And even it says one who is neutral may be avoided like an enemy. A commentary saying Ujvala Nilamani, one who is both on the opposing side and is allied with one's friend, or is allied with them, is called neutral. Okay, say, but a friend should be considered like one's own self, and I am your son. You can trust me. Krishna's arguing. You can trust me. Look at the Leela, the rock. His father. He's begging from his father. Please, love me. Reveal to me the heart. That Bhagavata Chakamani, Vino Yam Anitishtati, Vidusha Karma Siddhi Sya, Vitana Vidusho Bhave. Further argument he gives. When people in this is nice argument, when people in this world perform activities, sometimes they don't understand what they are doing, and sometimes they understand what they are doing, and sometimes they don't. Those who know what they are doing achieve success in their work, whereas ignorant people do not. Very good point, I think. Give me knowledge. What's this about? Why? Because activities done in knowledge are better. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the fourth chapter, it gives these verses where sacrifice reveals the mind. Why? Because what is the spiritual energy? The spiritual energy is Krishna. As long as you want to exploit it, you will see it as separate from Krishna for your own enjoyment. Therefore, Prabhupada said, Maya means sense gratification. As long as you're in the enjoying spirit, Maya, not this. It is Krishna, but you will not see it as Krishna. So sacrifice reveals Brahman, because when you are sacrificing, then you will tend to see Krishna's energies as his. So sacrifice reveals the spirituality. That's the whole purpose of karma yoga. Because karma yoga means you're attached to things, but by giving the result to Krishna, you start seeing it as his. And you can be purified from maya or illusion that things are separate from God. So in that fourth chapter, it finally ends, but it says, the sacrifice of knowledge is better than the sacrifice of works. Same point is there. Sacrifice reveals Brahman, but the sacrifice with knowledge reveals more of Brahman. And then what's the next verse? Kadvini paripatena, paripashnena sevya, ikute champi evyana pena. That's the approach of spiritual master. Why? Because he'll reveal to you the reason and understanding of the activity. So here's the point here that Krishna is saying. You should give me this knowledge. Because the purpose of activities is what? It's transformation of consciousness. And when one has knowledge, transformation is born. If you do something with understanding, you're chanting Hare Krishna. You don't know what it is. In advance. But if you chant it with the understanding that the Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Shuna Puna Nitya Mukta Vinatvam Vinat Nama, what is it? Vinatvam Nami Nama Nami Nama. When you understand Nama Chintamani Krishna, that that holy name is an headstone, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, and it's the form of all life of rasa or love. Shuddha Mukta, Shuddha Nitya Mukta, it's complete, it's pure, it's in liberation, it's nine different than Krishna. When you chant with understanding and knowledge, there's more transformation. What a wonderful point that Krishna is making. Good. And last verse for today. Tathāvakriyāyoga bhavatam kim vichārita Tathāvā lokitasthane uchitā sādhu bhanyatam. So, he's asking, if the answer is it's done with some consideration, then Krishna will say, okay, it's done with some understanding, so you tell me, what is it? Can such being the case, this ritualistic endeavor yours should be clearly explained? Is it a summary based on scriptural injunctions, the charita, or the scriptural injunction, or is it simply a custom of ordinary society? What is this activity that you're doing? Is there some reason for it? Do you have some reason? Well, what is the reason? Is it shastra, or is it just some local custom? We'll explain. Anyway, this is just leading up to Nanda Maharaj's explanation, and then Krishna's, they preach this karma. Interesting. They preach this atheistic philosophy. It's kind of interesting because he says, no, don't worship Indra. It's not necessary. This, everything is based on your work. But the part, don't worship Indra, it's not necessary, that's true. Krishna, what did he do? He did the right thing for the wrong reason. And his father and they're all the cowherd boys are just looking at this child. Speaking in these words with such inquiry and kind of like that childish thing, no, I want to know. I want to know, what's this about? So this is the, and so I wanted to cover this. Anyway, we could cover some 6-7 verses, that's good. And now I'm, can you do me a favor quickly? It's going to go out. Are you still hearing me there?
Yes.
On the phone, press that button down there. It'll give me, Okay. Wow, I just did it in time. You still hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? Oh, yes. Great. That little
yes,
buzz there,
you're
about to go up. Good. Thank you. Okay, so anyway, we had a little Govardhan Lila. You can all envision this argument. Are there any questions?
Maharaj?
Yes.
Thank you so much for a great class. It's Mahamuni. Please come on.
Govardhan. Yeah.
Maharaj, my question is that you mentioned earlier in the class that, I forget the details, but you said around 9 o'clock or so Krishna was...
Yeah.
Cows out.
And yeah.
It always struck me that it was really interesting, and then sometimes it's seemingly counterintuitive that Krishna's activities are so rigidly attached to a schedule. Because it seems like, the, you know, because we can relate to being on a schedule as something that we do when we're forced to be, and that the whole idea of lila, or self-impelled action, that, you know, doesn't require, it's not based on requirement or need. It makes it. It seems like God would have a bit more freedom. So, I wanted to ask you what you.
Interesting question. Let me just repeat it. Person asked the question that I said Krishna has us to do his mind and get activities such a regular time. It would seem that he's God and he'd be more free to do whatever he wanted at whatever time. But I think the answer is this: there's nothing against rules. There's nothing against regulations if it's a product of love. And out of love, even Raghunuga spontaneous, Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, paid 1,000 obeisances. His practices were like the lines on a stone. So there's a misconception when you develop spontaneous devotion or love in the heart. That, you know, you have to become kind of irregular or something. But no, out of love for Krishna, you'll want to serve him in a better way. So if we look at the spiritual world, It's just a manifestation of perfection. And part of Krishna's manifestation of perfection is that by his desire, he's divided up his day in such wonderful activity. So it's spontaneous, but it's a manifestation of his Leela Shakti. How can this be done best? And it's done best by having a variety of activities at a variety of times with a variety of Radhas. There's no need for it to change. It's a perfect composition. It's not like when you make sweet rice, perfect sweet rice, that, you know, one day you have to put in, you know, more milk and one day less milk. No, at a spontaneous love, all the ingredients will be perfect. And that being said, you have to understand that it's eternal. So there's not even any time. What it actually means is that every activity is happening always. There's not a time where Krishna is not answering the gopis. There's not a time where Krishna is not killing the Kaliya Seta. It's a whole other dimension. But it seems that certainly a division of time to facilitate Leela is within the realm of God. Really? Anything further?
Is that okay? What was the last sentence you said, Marsh? Within the realm of God? Is that what you said?
Not what I said. In the realm of God, it seems like that's a possibility.
Okay.
To organize his leaders that way.
Okay.
Anyway, that's what I come up with now. I'll think about it further.
Well,
any other questions?
Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Mooney.
Thank you, Marsh.
Any other questions? Okay, did anybody like to say Hare Krishna to Govardhan?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
I know. Who's this?
This is Rasikya in Austin.
Oh, Rasikya, I know. We just today went to this Sthir Kadamba. I remember when you were reading the prayers there.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. Wow, wonderful.
And there's two other devotees here too, Anne and Gopi Janabalada.
Well, my
enjoy your reading.
Regards from Govardhan Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rasija. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Gomaraj. This is Kishori Radha.
Kishori Radha.
Yes.
Very nice. I was
calling
just
from the hospital. Oh, you're in the hospital.
Are you calling from the hospital?
Yeah, what? I'm having preterm labor.
Oh, well, there's a disciple of mine named Kishori Radha, and she has triplets, and she's now at the hospital, and we'll offer up prayers to you.
Thank you. We're hoping to wait another 2 weeks for them to be born.
You're hoping to wait another 2 weeks?
Yeah. Okay. I should be going home today or tomorrow, hopefully.
Well, somehow or other, I'm happy that we can transmit from Govardhan
mm-hmm.
with blessings for all the Vaishnavas that you are carrying.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Amir Nimai.
Amir, Hare Krishna.
New York City is listening in.
Thank you. You know how much I love New York.
Oh yes. And I also want to thank you for your japa meditations.
Okay, good. More will be coming up.
Yes, I really need to hear them and need to follow them.
Very nice. I'm thinking of putting them all in one book now.
Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Okay, great. Of course, calling from the hospital to have children is not like a tragedy. So that's good. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? Okay, it's 7:30 here at night. And we'll go to the next part of our program, which is Damodar Astakam here. Panchakalpa Tarubya Sakatasindu Bhedaja Patitanam Bhabhebhyo Vaisadeva.